of line from the top. Amale Antoninus le Rabbi. Antoninus told Rabbi, Mibnei Ma, he asked him, Mibnei Ma chama yaitze b'mizach, shekas b'mayrif. How come the sun comes up in Mizach and goes down in Mayrif? He said, Amalai, yave hitcha, nami hachi yave. Amitli. If it would be the opposite, you ask me the opposite. What type of question is that? Amalai, hachi ka minalach. This is what I mean to ask you. How come it goes down in Mayrif? Normally something, the same place it goes down, it goes up. So let it go down in Mizach, go up in Mizach and come down in Mizach. How's that possible? I guess make a circle in Shemayim and come back down, right? Go up, make a circle and come back down. That's what I don't understand. I'm not sure if he thought that the world was flat.
Well, they saw the sun, they thought that someone around, they had a thing that someone around the world.
So
the whole science, I'm saying, the way we thought was that the earth didn't go around, the sun that went around.
So, you're true, so.
This is one of those Gemaras that, you know, science, Chazal versus science.
No, but he didn't even answer in that. It's impossible. If the sun goes like this, I mean, what's the Echatim? The sun's going to go like this, right? And just go up from here, go around on top, and
go,
come back down.
Go like this and go like this. Instead of go up and back.
Maybe go all the way to the west, but then come
now
back.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, to say this color element, it should circle the whole world.
That's what I just said.
But on top, which means.
That's what I just said.
Right, so it's changing the material perception rather than going around the world.
Yeah,
but the world should be here.
The other half of the world
would never get sun.
But they would get it like that? Maybe.
No, the world would turn. Maybe it does.
No, but there's a half of the world.
The world's turning, but it's still setting setting different parts.
The reason, the sun never gets lost, not like it's just continuing on with the rest of the world.
No, the sun is always on top, right? Always circling this way. And the world, the globe is here.
That's what we have.
The globe can move.
We already have that. Sun. That's what we have.
Okay, so maybe
the sun is steady and the earth turns. That's what we have.
So then the sun is not, then the sun doesn't rise and go down either then.
It does, the world from where you are.
Right, from where you see it.
It doesn't really. So it comes out. He didn't understand that the world was round. So he answered him, says, interesting, Rabbi didn't know that either. Amalei, hach kamin alo. Oh, so he asked him, the question is, Nemasha kazamayev, Amalei, did they lita in shalom lekaina? They give shalom to its master. Shanama. No, I was rushing up for a reason. Shanama. Isma, shamayim lechomish tachavim. So, they bow down to him. So Mela, he's bowing down to the Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom, the Shechina is b'mayir. So Mela, the sun is going towards the Shechina. So he's bowing down to the Shechina.
Might just go the other way around. When it gets dark, it's going away from the sun.
It's going to Mayir. Yeah, so the Shechina is going like this, bowing down to the sun.
We have it around, right?
When do we have that? What do you mean? Where's Jordan? Which Jordan?
What?
Where's Jordan coming?
Oh.
Jordan's on the east of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is west from Jordan. From here, it's east. What's the
Shechina? Give us a mikdash. No.
No?
No. The Shechina on top is Mayer, whatever that means. What were you saying?
I was just saying, if the sun, when we say the sun sets in the west, if it sets in the west, that means
it's going down towards Mayer. It's coming from Mizrach.
What means
bending
the sun?
Down to Mayer.
But that really means the sun is going. The sun would be headed in the east direction because it's getting darker. So that means the sun's really going east in order for it to get dark.
I'm good.
Right?
Well, yeah.
So it's not going. The sun isn't. What?
The sun's leaving east.
What is that mean? The sun. If you can't bow to the sun is.
The sun's bowing down to Ma'ariv. Right? That's where it's going. So the Shekhinah is this. That's why it's bowing down.
But if it sets in the west, right? So,
I think what you're trying to say is copy the person.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Amalei v'teisei pagad rikia v'tita in shama v'teil. Let it. Very interesting question. So let it bow down till a half of the Shemayim. Because for a melech, Rashi explains, you don't go close to it when you bow down. So let it be mishtach, but let it stay in the middle. I'm a tail, let it just get dissolved in the sky.
That means it would have to hang around for 6 hours in the middle of the sky.
Yeah.
So he wasn't an astronomer. because what's supposed to so every day you'll or, be a big day?
Or it'll just go very slower. Slow, go right. Much slower.
The Earth would move slower.
Yeah, move slower. So it's very interesting. Where does the sun get dissolved? And the gunish out of the blue room. Comes darker and open. That's most heads. You should pile them, Shemai Vedrachim. Pile them, the workers. They're going to think that they still have a long time. I don't know why they don't chap that. After once they should chap that when it's in the middle, it's gone. But I guess when it's too light, it has to come slowly.
Anyway, the pile them have to work until sundown. They can't leave early.
Right, so we're saying that over here, they're not going to know when to stop. They're going to think that it's still midday.
Stop when it goes away, that's all.
But it's too sudden. Here it goes down, so you see the light less. They're leaving already. Here, no place.
If it wasn't for Rashi, I would say if it goes up in the middle of the sky, then there won't be any twilight, there won't be any mushrooms. It'll be dark when they go home.
It's a vidak upon him. So merely, a person thinks, I don't know why a person thinks, I mean, he chaps that now it's in the middle, then it goes away. It's not like, it seems like once it's so daylight, it can't be that the night's coming. So therefore, so it's only when the sun starts going down, we can have Shachavan. What's the Oved Yachim? They don't know when it's coming dark. They start looking for a house, for a place to stay. And then, so therefore, the sun goes all the way down. Okay.
I think it's obvious from this Gemara that Chacham didn't know at the time that the world was round.
Well, that's what we're saying, but I'm not sure. It could be that they understood the world's round. But from what question? From Rabbi's answers?
As soon as he said that the sun should circle.
So it could be that maybe then it'll go down this way. It comes back with Mizrach, and then the other side will go.
For the remaining 6 hours?
No, the other 12 hours, the other underneath.
The other side of the world will be sun at the same thing.
But then maybe that. Turn like this and then go like that?
No, the world is going to be where it is. Maybe the world doesn't turn. No, maybe they wouldn't know that part.
No, but if the world's here, it circles like this on top and provides this surface of the Earth sunlight. Then it comes back to here, and then it goes.
Well, maybe
also more than that, round.
It doesn't matter which way the Earth spins, you still have the same problem. It'll be north or south instead of east and west.
I'm not following you.
What's
the kasha? The answer.
His kasha was that
is it round or square?
How it's going to be in the middle?
No,
but it's pushed. You don't have to go a full turn. If it's circling the world, right? When you circle, it's circling this half of the globe, mm-hmm. And then it's another half of the globe.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah.
If you have the same kasha, then you'll say north and south instead of east and west.
He was very he was thought out person. He wants to know when the neshama given to the person. Who cares, man? It's done. Is it when the malach asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I do with this tipa? So is it that when the neshama is given into the person? Or from when it's created?
What happened to what we say 40 days? Why the Gemara is a mashma on 40 days it's given, not before?
Yeah, this is most,
When a woman's pregnant 40 days, then the neshama comes down because it's not called the vlak.
Okay, so that's the shah. The shah is it given already right when the tipa goes in, or it's given mishas, the yitzira, when it's created? Amalai mishas yitzira.
So that means before 40 days.
Why? Maybe it's even 40 days. Yeah.
No, Yitzira
means when it goes into the lady, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, no.
This is the Gemara's having over here.
For the mouth even got it?
No, but the mouth Rashi says 40 days. Mishas Yitzira.
Mouth brought the tipa.
No, Rashi's mashma is 40 days. So if Nipa Kula wants to give him that summer, or maybe later than 40 days even.
Exactly. Mohammed Mishas Yitzira. It's from when he's created. Amaloy Evshechaticha Shabbasa Imeda Shleisha Yaman B'loy Melach. Is it possible that there should be a piece of meat without salt, and it doesn't smell, doesn't get rude. Ella mishas pekida. So therefore he's being medama the same thing over here. If we're having neshama, you can't. There's no mamashas to it. It can't be. So he says ella mishas pekida has to be mishas pekida from the earlier moment. Amar Rabbi Dovah Zal L'Madneinu Amdeinu Antoninus U'mikra Messiah Averai from a Pasuk Shanaim V'kudascha Sham Maruchi. So you see Sham Maruchi from the Pekida, my Ruach is watching it, is protecting it, so therefore you see the Neshama comes already the Shas, the Pekida.
I don't think animals don't rot and they don't have a Neshama.
So that may differ. It needs a Neshama.
No, but he's saying it will rot. The animal doesn't rot. And has
he's saying
that
made the creator different. Amale, v'amale, Antoninus the Rabbi. Name is a Yitzhar, Shel Ba'adam. When is Yitzhar?
Animal, some sort of ruach. I'm saying, whatever it is, there's something there.
Name is a Yitzhar, not a Shaman, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying.
Whatever it's needed, it's made different. That's what I'm saying. V'amale, Antoninus the Rabbi. Name is a Yitzhar, Shel Ba'adam. When is Yitzhar created in the person, Mashas Yitzhar, and Mashas Yitzhar? When the person's created, or when it comes out. When the person is created, if it's there b'shas's creation, then it's going to kick its mother and go out. Why? Yitzhar doesn't like being inside. Yitzhar doesn't like being confined.
Maybe you can't do it there.
So?
It should be like Rivka.
That's why he wants to come
out. That's going to be a good question.
No, it's not a question. That's what it means.
Oh, both were kicking to get out.
We'll see the answer.
Both were kicking to get out.
So, because the Gemara is asking, so he said that if it'll be Mishas Yitzira, then it'll have to be that it'll be jumping out.
Why?
So we said, because the Yitzira can't be confined.
Or because the Yitzira is schlecht, how does it say, person's bad from his from
it's upbringing,
right?
No,
so Mila is immediately trying to affect his mother. I'm gonna get out.
I mean, hurt his mother.
What does it mean he can't be contained?
Because he has to be able to do things. He can't just be in one.
He has to make trouble.
I'm alive.
He can't make trouble inside.
It's interesting. The Gemara is not saying anything. Like why? Stone. Like it wants. It would
he
get wants,
out. He was saying svaros. I think he was saying svaros. So I'm going to be double there. The man Antoninus. So we come inside. You should have the chatas ravens. So when it comes out, that's when the Yitzchak Har comes in. So the Shaila Hashem is asking, you all know by Yitzchak, by Rivka, Yaakov and Esav. Esav was kicking to get out. So obviously he had the Yitzchak Har. Is it freaking Allah Rani?
Yeah, one so second, what? Yaakov was kicking to get out by the.
So they took out both. So he had a Yitzchak and a Yitzchak.
So you tell me he had the Yitzchak.
Why not?
Every
baby
kicks to go out, right?
There's two methods. One so. Method holds that you get the Yitzchak horror by when you search.
You're good
with
the
rest. One says.
So this
we're
is
the
like the other method.
No,
like the other method.
No, they're trying to come early.
Right away, you get the type later.
So or both.
Just saying they were just,
no.
So you see that it's hard.
Not three.
You want to do a Vedazah?
Or maybe he wasn't trying to come out. Maybe he was just... Maybe
they're coming out, but you see how the Yitzhar?
Well, we agreed that the Yitzhar is
fine. No. There's no Yitzhar. When is it? When is the Yitzhar? So... There's different truths in there. Some truths in that when the Maral says that there is shayach, that there is sometimes that people have Yetzirah before. And it says the people that were created before the Bias Ha'ilim, right? It comes with the Zachar. That shayach, they have a Namal Amen, doesn't have Yetzirah.
So, but you have him from the news Kasha and the Pasuk. That person that has a Yetzirah before you see her should be buying for Yetzirah.
Esav wanted to come out.
And Yaakov wanted to come out.
Right, why is that? Why don't we mention that? When do you get Yetzirah?
No, maybe at the same time.
13.
No, Yetzirah is at 13.
Yetzirah is right now.
There's two midrashim. There's a different mention holds that Yetzirah is right away and Yetzirah is
right away. So right now we can learn that if you have this catch from Yaakov, you can have that side Yetzirah, side Yetzirah, they're born at the same time. And the Shaila is, we're just asking a question, Yaakov. The Gemara says, it's only when they come out. We're asking a question. It's even earlier. That's
so he mentioned that a child that it leaves somebody, it comes to the Vlad right away. Then as soon as the person's born, the Zahara leaves the person until he's 13 and then comes back.
Oh, you're saying with the 13? Okay, that's another. Okay, fine. Who says that it takes 13?
There's a different.
No, he didn't say 13. He actually said mature and grown.
There's a Medrash that says that the Beit HaHavra comes at 13. He has to focus right away. There's two Medrashim. Our Gemara is going to point out the
Medrash. Right. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
You mean the Etzot?
No.
Right, both.
Whatever that means.
Why?
That's what you're learning already.
The Yankee Shark is. The Yankee Shark doesn't object when a kid wants to harvest. Okay, I'm not sure.
The Shark is Lerami. The Shark is asked. Siv bum eBay. We'll finish this. Now we're going to something else. Siv bum eBay. Pisea Chaya. We are led as Yachta. So it says, when I'm going to bring them to. That means the beginning of the process. Maybe Oysa Me'ez Safan. So you see that the Pshat is they're going to be created. I mean, after Tchias HaMeisim, after Yemos Mashiach, whatever, they're going to have right at that moment. Right? They're going to be Ive, Yisech, we let us Yachta, they're going to be created together. So the moment's still going to be around. Another pasuk says, Oz Yedali Ka'ayel, Yisech, V'toroin, what's the word? V'soroin, which means that a Pesach is going to be able to jump, and an Elaim is going to be able to talk. Why? Because there's going to be waters that they're going to have to jump over. So you see that they're going to be after Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to in the Shapur Kala moment. So the Mo'ah Ketzad, how is it? You're right. I'm the Mamumah. Right when they get up, they're going to stand up in the
Mo'ah. What's wrong with it?
It's a theory. One pasuk says that they're going to be created after Tchias HaMeisim. They're going to stand up, tackle with the mum. When it's trapping, and then they're going to have their refuah. Afterwards, they'll have their refuah. So Mashal explains why the Baruch Shalom do that. Because he wanted to be, it's more Nikkei Anes. The guy who died 2,000 years ago with a mum, who remembers?
Tchias HaMeisim wasn't enough of
an Anes. He's not stamped Tchias HaMeisim. You're not just going to die as is. You're not going to just relive as you were. Yeah. Uli Rami. Ksiv, this we say after every hespit, Bila, Mavas, Lanetzach, and Mocha, Shem Dima, Me'ach, Kapanim. What does that mean? That the Baruch Shem, Mavas is going to be forgotten about. It's going to be swallowed up. After the Mitzvah Mashiach, also love it, not going to be any more Mavas. Mocha, Shem Dima, Me'ach, Kapanim. And that's one Pasuk. Ksiv, the other Pasuk says, Ke'anah, B'mei, Shana, Yamas, a child is going to die 100 years old. L'yim, Misham, Oil, Yamim. So you're right, he's going to die when he's younger. We're going to live much longer, but eventually we're going to die. So it's a steer in the psuk. The mother like Asha. Can be Israel, can be Evit Kichav. You're not going to live forever. Goyim are going to die. If you come up, Evit Kichav, my bow, what are Goyim doing there? My bow, Hassan, so come on, Hanach Tichsibu, Ba'am Duzam, Ru'ud Sanachem, Ubnei Necha, Achrichechem, Vekamechem. They're going to work for us. They're going to be Achrichem, Vekamechem. They're going to plow our fields. They're going to take care of us. So we're talking about the kulam, the time that we're going to be living forever.
Are they still going to have yiladim and
they're going to have yiladim because else if they die out.
No, after I'm 5 years. No, they're talking about the goyim. How about the yid?
Why not?
Because
all the neshamas are here,
right? And besides which, first of all, the guy who died, then the shamans can go to Nuri become Yidden. But the problem is that.
Thank you, Tishbi Atatz.
Yeah.
Chiz the Rami. Ksiv the. What's this passage? It says, V'chafra alavana u'baisha achama. Ki malach Hashem tzvakas. That means it's going to go down. The chama is going to be embarrassed. The levana is going to be covered. It's not going to be so light from the ur chama levana. Mashiach, you might say Mashiach.
No, because the light of Hashem would be so much. That the chama would be like nothing.
1 second. The chsev, v'ayayah avana k'ayah chama. V'ayah chama yish v'sa'im k'ayah shivas ha'yamim. It's going to be so strong, the chama, 70 times more than shivas, the first shivas ha'yamim. So how could that be? One person says it's going to be very light, very dim. But it's not. The more, k'an l'mayis Mashiach, k'an l'aylam ha'ba. L'mayis Mashiach, when we finish the shibud, so with the avana, it's going to be a chama. Be very strong. Then the light from the tzaddikim is going to be so powerful that, like Rav Mazza was just saying, that the Ravana Kerachamah is going to be dim. It's not going to be dim, but it's compared to the power of Tzadik Mishmul. So the only difference is Shibat Galis. So that means Maisa Mashiach, the only thing is we're not going to be working anymore, we're not going to be Shubat.
But the moon will still be like now.
But everything's going to be like now. So I was saying now that the sun is going to be so much more powerful. It says not. Depends which machni in. Machni tzadikim.
Then the aura of Hashem will be like, make the sun like nothing.
Right. No, forget. Machni tzadikim, then over there the sun's going to be very powerful. Machni shechina, that's what he said, okay. Machni shechina is that there it's going to be the Baruch Hashem, then it's going to be like nothing. It's going to be so powerful, it's going to be like nothing. Rav Yomi. Rav asked the Kasha, Ksiv, Stir, Ksiv, Ani, Emes, V'echid. The same way, it says Mashma, the same way he died, he's going to be alive. He's going to wake up with all his mum. Ksiv, Mechatz, Divani, Epa. It's Mashma. That the Baruch Hashem, Mechaya, the Machatz, the wounds.
We have a
teretz
for that. We said earlier.
Yeah, the same teretz. Makadosh Baruch Hu, Mashani Meimis, Ani Mechaya. The way he died, he's going to live. V'hadam Hashem Mechatzti B'nei Epa. Then, the Baruch Hashem is going to heal him. Turn our bonnet.
You know, there's one problem with this Gemara. That means that if you hold that in Gan Eden it has some chiyush, so he'll have a chiyush. If he's in the Elam, he can't talk in Gan Eden.
The Shaman's going to be talking, not as bad. Tanya Abana, Ani Emes Ve'Echad. Yachal, you would think, from this passage, you would think, Shtei Misa Ve'Echad, one person would die, Ve'Chaim Ve'Echad. Be alive with someone else. Someone else would get Tchis Emes. Or life would come from someone else. Kedar Shalom Naik. Just like the world, right? Someone dies, someone else gets born. Tamalai Mechatzav in the Epe, Ma Mechitzav Yerfu Be'echad. Just like you can't be Merapa the Mum on someone else. He doesn't have a Mum. Af Misav Chaim Be'echad, so too, Misav Chaim is going to be one person, that means it's going to be Tchis Emes. You can't Shubal Ayim Ben Tchis Emes Menatayah. Here's another Raya, the people that say Tchis Emes Menatayah. Tan Yom Emeh. Nein, the Tchis Emes Menatayah. Shanema, this is what you said yesterday. Az Yashu Maitchev Ne'esel, Shri Azayis La'Shem. Oz Yashu, he will sing. Shalom, Nema, doesn't say he sang. Ali Yashu. Kan Tchis Emes Menatayah. So Rashi and Chumash says. Kein Tzim Davah Atayim, Oz Yibani Yeshu Mezbech La'Shem. This is when they want Ay. It says Yeshua will build him his bear. Bono le, never doesn't say built. Eli Yibono, he will build. Mikan, let's get some mason in the Torah. This is my way to tell me. Ata Oz Yibono Shloimeh.
I don't understand what it'll be, according to this Gemara. How can you say Oz Yibono Yeshua when Moshe is around? How could Yeshua say anything without Moshe?
I'm not sure he's going to
be. If Moshe has Tchias HaMeisim, Yeshua has Tchias HaMeisim, who's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael?
Oh, I don't know.
Moshe.
I'm not sure.
So how could Yeshua build without Moshe?
Moshe let him.
Right, he's just helping.
He's an ass, Moshe. He's assistant. Ozzy Bun. So all the rabbis are going to go fiving? No more. Only Moshe Ben, that's it?
Ochar, we can't have. The question is, Melch Moshiach, is Moshe there? How's Melch Moshiach?
Yeah, okay. I guess that's what it is, but yeah. Take Ozzy Bun Shlaima. It says in part, El Ma'at, Ozzy Bana Shleim, Bama, Lichmai Shkutz Mayav, Hachan Amidi Yibana. Over there, what was going on? Why was Shleim building Yibama? What was he building the Bama for? Shkutz Mayav. Right? What's that?
But it's all. Yeah.
Right? So he's saying that he's going to build Ozzy Bana, when Mashiach comes, he's going to build. How could that be? So the Ma'at, Hachan Amidi Yibana, he's going to build? Too bad. Doesn't mean even then he never built a bama. It was like he built a bama.
Because he let his wives do it.
Right.
I didn't answer the question.
So we're saying over there, Yibana means something else. Doesn't mean the future. Avadi's not going to build. When Mashiach comes, he's going to build it. We're saying Yibana means that he never even built it. It's not Azban, he didn't build. Yibana, he had a machshava to build, but he never really built it.
I never had a machshav. It was the Gemara. Other places it says because it's smart, he let his wives do it.
Yeah. So is that how we tie Yibana? What does it mean Yibana?
because people say, they'll always say, there was where the Alilus was, the Alilum were. So then all the time people say it, they'll be left to
him. That's it. I'm מנהל תחיל סמס מנתר יעין תחיל שנאמר אשר יש ויסך אוי יעלוך הסלע היא לוחה אלוי נאמר אלא יעל הלוחה you will praise מכאן תחיל סמס מנתר זה מי טעם דיקני פרס אמר שוב לבי כל היום השיר בו אלם הזה זוי חבריים אלוי אלם הבא שנאמר אשר יש ויסך אוי יעלוך הסלע that you will just means נביאים
but we're
chilling out what? Most of them are only from אמר חיל ביאב אמר יחד שנאמר כל צפייך נוסו כל יחדיו יעננו. The Nevi'im, they will sing. יעננו, they will sing. רינו נאמר יעננו, they will sing. מכאן תחיל סמס מנתר. פעם חיל ביאב אמר יחד נסידם כל הנביאים כולם, all the Nevi'im, אומרים שירו בקהל אחד. Normally the Nevi'im don't say it together. Here they'll say it all together. שנאמר כל צפייך נוסו כל יחדיו יעננו. כל יחדיו, one כל.
That's how the Gemara learns by Yazir Shir also. Just one shot that the Yidden and
Moshe will come
together.
Right. Of Yudam Rav, halacha mipi Talmud, mipi Talmud. If you don't teach a Talmud halacha, kiilu goyz the benachas avaysa. It's like you stole them the Yerusha from his father. Shnei Matayi Tivulana Moshe, Moshe kiilas Yaakov, Moshe hi lechol Yisrael. Mishesu mebeish. It's Yerusha. You can't cry it. Rashi means that Mishul Taya, Reish is Bar, Mishul Taya Shnei. So everyone is Israelikah. So therefore, if you don't teach them, it's like you're stealing his Yerusha.